Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien from Top Third Ag Marketing with your Ag Daily Weekly Outlook for Monday, October 28th. Grain markets mixed overnight and this morning with corn and wheat down. We got corn down 1.5 to 2.5 cents here. Wheat down 5 to 6 in Chicago, 3 to 4.5 in Kansas City, 5 to 6 in Minneapolis, and soybeans hanging on to a slight 1 to 2 cent gain so far this morning. Expect a pretty quiet and choppy trade this week ahead of next week's updated November WASDE report. In the meantime, markets are still trying to figure out if there are any real gains being made in the negotiations between the U.S. and China. They say there are some incremental gains, and agreements being made, hopefully looking for a November 17th signing of a deal in Chile that includes 40 to 50 billion of U.S. purchases over a couple year period. Haven't seen a whole lot of sales recently, but that was enough to stem the tide of Friday's sharp sell-off in the beans. In corn and wheat, after the rally up to over $4 in the corn, absent any continuing bullish news, markets have drifted lower. We are keeping an eye on the fund positions there, putting a little bit of a support underneath the market. Fund short about 76,000 contracts of corn, and we did hold last week's low at 384 in the trade so far. On the sales front, inspections this morning released 380,000 tons versus 580,000 last week. So again, demand side of the picture looking pretty dismal here. And we'll also be keeping an eye on harvest progress, looking to be 46 to 48% completed this afternoon in corn. That's versus 30% last week, 60% on average. And I think the bulls still pinning their hopes on worse yields coming in for the later planted stuff, which will not be harvested for a while. In the wheat, they're looking for the first winter wheat rating today to come out a little bit better than last year's, about 54 to 55% good to excellent. Inspections, 523,000 compared to last week's 581,000. We've got the funds flipping to a small long position in Chicago wheat up 12,000 or at 12,000 contracts long, still short in Kansas City, about 25,000 contracts there. And in the bean markets, harvest this afternoon expected to be 65% completed versus 46% last week and 78% on average. So again, markets kind of looking to see what kind of adjustments will be made to the yields on the later planted, later harvested beans. Weather may put a bit of delay in that harvest. We've got some wet weather and snow moving through the Midwest, and maybe some clear weather beyond that to get things moving a bit forward. USDA did announce a sale this morning, 135 tons of meal to the Philippines, and export inspections above last week's 1.57 million metric tons versus 1.33. Outside markets this week, we've got the dollar bouncing off that 200-day moving average from last week. We are down just fractionally 6 ticks at 97.53. You've got crude oil weaker this morning, down 55 cents a barrel at 56.12, and you've got the stock market punching through in the S&P to new all-time highs. But again, heading into a quiet news week and awaiting the WASDE report for next week, absent any significant tweets or reports out of Washington, expect a choppy trade. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call here at Top Third, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great week.